We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
We've made it to the 10 o'clock hour. I've got 2 hours left. It's good to be back. Keith McPherson on The Fan, Cam the AM. Let's get right to the calls. 877-337-6666. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're mostly talking about baseball, and I'm tired of keeping people waiting. I will get to the conversation around the Jets and the Giants and the draft and what the owners had to say, but it's not NFL time. I know every time is all time and all of our time is NFL. I get it. But for me, I wasn't going to come in and lead with that today. I wanted to talk baseball as we're 2 days away from the baseball season. Lou is in Astoria back on The Fan. Go for it, Lou.
Keith, how are you, guy?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So you was with your son at Disney, or did you go there?
No, I didn't. He's not. He's
Well, he's too little anyway.
Yeah, you know, he's not old enough for Disney.
His twins is about, like, you know, that he's walking and everything else, because, you know, it's an experience you never forget. I mean, I only went there once with my mom, but, you know, I didn't have the money to go again. But I'm just letting you know, just it's too young yet. But, you know, knowing you, you probably take him there 5 times. But, hey, why not? But anyway.
Wait. Knowing me, I'll probably take him there 5 times. What do you think, I'm rich?
Well, Keith, I mean, compared to the way the way my mother worked, about 3 jobs, you know, it wasn't easy, believe me. But, yeah. You know. I'm doing better now, thank God. You know, like I said, why not?
I'm not rich.
But anyway, Omar,
I will not be taking my kid to Disney 5 times. That's not going to happen.
Well, you know, I mean, if you can, it's a tremendous experience. I never forget, they got a roller coaster, like I said, in space, and it looked like it's real in space. And I went with my mom, I was hugging her. And when you think this stuff is, I mean, at the end, when you think that, I finally made her alive, all of a sudden, it's an explosion. You think you die. It's space.
I went once as a kid. I don't want to do the crowds. Even just this little experience of taking my son to the game and having a I don't know. I was saying to my wife during this.
I know you love the crowd. You like to be in it. You go to a lot of games. So,
that's different. I like to be in a sporting environment by myself in a crowd. That's different than taking a baby. I don't know. Let's get
back
to what we're supposed to be talking about. I don't care about Disney.
Years, let me tell you, he will never forget. You got to take him. I mean, the 5 times you don't have to. I mean, I was just joking anyway. But anyway, one thing that I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to The Fan forever. You wasn't probably even born. And then to have a caller and you remind him, hey, you forgot about Otani. That you can't make that up. You have to be, I don't know if you're breaking the rules, but you are unbelievably, and you're clever.
I knew. He said he had two other points. He got to one.
Everybody wants to hang up on people, and some people just go, you're an idiot, bye. And you actually stood up there and say, hey, how about Otani?
Don't rush. Amazing. It's a 5-hour show. I don't have too many of
amazing.
These left.
Anyway,
don't rush. If you wait all that time on hold, I'm telling
anyway,
you.
Anyway, keep up the good. Listen, Otani, as far as I'm concerned, Otani is good for baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
The owners need them because it's going to make money for everybody.
Yeah.
It's good for the game. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was stupid what he did, but at the end of the day, They're not going to investigate him, just like they did in, you know, when Michael Jordan was sent to play baseball.
Right.
So I think that he's going to be, he's good for the game. And as far as I'm concerned, too bad he's not in New York, but he's an amazing player, and I like to see him play, believe it or not. Anyway, let's get that out of the way. I want to ask you about this guy that we have here, and I'm Dominican, Juan Soto. Why are we promoting this guy like he's the greatest thing that ever lived? First of all he does is a walking machine, okay? He doesn't feel, I mean, even when he gets a fly ball to right field. Even if
Let me stop nice you, play. Because he's not really ours. He's a one-year rental. That's why they're not promoting him like that. You're saying they are promoting him?
Kid, you know something? I mean, this guy has been told that he should get $600 million. He's not even a 5'2 player. He's a walk. And first of all, I mean, in the old days, I can see because you bumped him over. He don't steal bases, okay? Isn't it amazing?
I just think we're
like 300 every year.
I think we're getting something to this point, and we got to this point a couple weeks ago where now we're talking down Juan Soto. It's just what
okay, but let me ask you
do.
Something. How much more do you think he should get, Keith?
No, I mean, I read an article that said he would get $701 million to be the highest paid player over Ohtani, and I don't think he should get that.
Serious? I mean, that is incredible for a player that actually, you know, I'll tell you what, playing for the Yankees, he better have a good start, because you know what? The Yankee knows he's not going to be here, okay? And I hope that he don't stay in New York, not anymore, okay? Even the Yankees, I don't want the Yankees to sign him, because, like, again, he's going to walk, and then they're going to walk a judge, I mean, because there's nobody behind him. I mean, bring me the kid, Spencer Jones. He's going to be our next freaking Juan Soto. That's what I want to see. Let's bring him in. I don't care if he's 13 years old. Let's bring him in. The guy got quality. He's a 5'2 player. Let's take our time with this guy and see what he can do. You take care and listen. Again, what you did today is unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. You're the best.
Thanks for the call, Lou. I gave you your full time, and I think I misunderstood. You were saying, why are they building up Juan Soto like he's the greatest thing ever? Well, I can answer both ways. Why they are and they aren't. Like, why they are, I guess, with social media and that type of stuff, that's what you do. And who did the Yankees sign this offseason that they could do that with? Marcus Stroman? They can't. Marcus Stroman is not of the level of a Juan Soto, and he's also hated by half the fan base. The biggest acquisition they made in this offseason was trading for Juan Soto, so they're going to prop him up. He's going to be front and center on everything, and they're going to make him seem larger than life. When he was hitting those home runs in spring training, it was like Juan Soto mania, and it wasn't just the Yankees. It was Major League Baseball. It was talking baseball with John Boy. It was Bleacher Report walk-off. It was anyone that covered baseball. Wow, look at Juan Soto in the Yankee uniform. Look at Juan Soto hitting home runs for the Yankees. Now, why I think the Yankees won't really, like, he didn't get the pomp and circumstance of the jersey. He did the Zoom call. And I really don't know how much the Yankees are going to make merchandise and things. I did see that he will have, and it won't even be him, but when the Yankees do the basketball jersey giveaway this year, it'll be a white basketball jersey. Last year it was blue with white pinstripes, said Yankees across the chest in the script, and a 99 for Judge. Judge's only got ever wear 99, and he's, you know, probably going to be the last one. Juan Soto, this year, the jersey will have a number 22, but the 22 is Roger Clemens. Like, the 22 might not be his next year. I don't know, man. I think there's two sides of it. I think also the Yankees know that this guy is testing free agency. He will hit free agency. He's not 100% our guy. We can't treat him like he's Judge. We can't treat him like he's Cole. We can't treat him like he's here forever. It's a one-year rental. Now, I think we've gotten to this point as Yankee fans, which we always do. It's like, oh, when we got Juan Soto in December, it was the generational Juan Soto. This guy is the best left-handed hitter in the league. Wow, fits a need. He's going to be incredible in Yankee Stadium. Oh, man, he fits the Bronx perfectly. He's Dominican. This guy's going to love it. It's going to be like the World Baseball Classic. How many home runs is he going to hit with the short porch? 40? He's going to be MVP. Now, the winter has passed and spring training has passed. And now Yankee fans that are just unsatisfied with the team in the offseason are like, Juan Soto's not even that good. He's not even that good defensively. He doesn't steal bases. What if he gets hurt? What if this guy doesn't hit? Actually, if you look at his numbers, what season has he had that's like, now we're starting to talk him down? Of course. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. I know somebody clipped that. We had that drop on WFAM for a little bit. Mike is in Huntington, New York. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good, good.
Listen, sitting on hold is probably the most dangerous thing because I've almost forgotten the reason I wanted to call at this point. I'd like to comment on two of the callers. First thing with this Ohtani thing, the gentleman who made the point about the wire transfers, maybe I'm naive, but I feel like with the amount of money that Ohtani has made, he's not the one getting the phone calls about the wire transfers. And listen, you're rich, so you might be able to comment on this, according to the last caller. But, like, is he getting, like, if I'm thinking this whole thing went down, I'm thinking maybe he just said to an accountant of some sort, just take care of this. Like, take care of the guy. Like, he's a friend.
That's honestly, right? Mike, and let's pause what you're saying, because I think that's what's going to come out. That, like, these guys spend all day together. They travel together, and he's really his best friend. There's nobody else on the team that can speak his language. Like, I think there might have been a point in this story where we find out that Shohei did give the okay. He did give the thumbs up, thinking that this wouldn't ever see the light of day. I don't see any world where that amount of money gets moved and you don't know about it. Whether it's a financial advisor, whether it's your bank getting in touch with you, whether it's somebody alerting your phone, your cell phone, ding, 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 ding. Like, there's just no way that you get robbed, especially by a guy that's right next to you. He wasn't acting strange from September to now. This guy didn't have the sweats, a little bit of an itch, a fidget about him that he was doing all of this next to you. He's a great actor, I guess.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, when you think about what Ohtani could potentially be worth, endorsements, the money the Angels paid him, whatever he made in Japan prior to this. And then we know he's only getting $2 million a year in this ridiculous deal, but I don't know, whatever. The second thing I wanted to say was I'm a school teacher, and it is really cool that you let the kids come on and talk. I have a lot of kids. I teach in the Bronx, and I have a lot of kids who would love to get on and talk sports, and as a teacher, it's really cool to listen to them come on, have the courage to come on and to be heard, and so I just wanted to say thanks for that. It's really fun listening to that stuff. But the other thing I learned from that kid who called, I don't know, it's got to be about an hour ago at this point, is how young us Met fans start jaded, because
I asked him how old he was to see what his reference point was of why he's, and he said 11.
That was funny. Anyway, so the Mets start this week. It's always been my favorite year of the week of the year. Opening day is fantastic. And I got to tell you, listening to the fact that Montgomery signed for $25 million, listening to the fact that the Snell deal was I look at this free agent class and I say to myself, maybe this is how David Stearns built the winner in the past, because I don't know what I would have done if I was the GM of the Mets and I would have Steve Cohen's money, but I gotta be honest, like this is the way to build the team. I mean, this guy's got to know what he's got. I'm excited about this season. I think it's going to be fun. I think 80.5 wins for the Mets is low. That's what the line is at this point. I think they're going to go above that. And, you know, it just feels like, you know, somebody earlier had said about the pitching. Pitching is what builds teams. Well, the Mets must have put 10 bullpen arms onto this team, and three of them are gone already. They've already been released or traded or whatever. But finding the right balance, I think this is going to be a fun team to watch this year. I look forward to the baseball season and just what it brings. But it brings me to another thing that was said again while I was on hold, and you said it this time. The NFL sucks. It has completely ruined the last 2 weeks for me as it comes to baseball. Every time I turn on the radio, it's about somebody signing somewhere. I don't know. Was it last week? I'm not a big football
we
fan.
We have conversations, not just here, online, on other stations, in bars, everywhere, about all this hypothetical NFL stuff that may never happen. Now, all of a sudden, J.J. McCarthy is the hottest thing. He's going to be drafted number two overall from a pro day and what Jim Harbaugh had to say. It's ridiculous what we do with the NFL, and they know that they control us. Thanks for the call, Mike, and thanks for recapping the show while you were on hold. 877-337-6666. Like, I know what it's like to be on hold. Before I ever got on WFAN, I tried to call a couple times, and I think I might have held one time and just didn't make it. And I know you guys are sitting there with the phone on, sometimes on speaker, Bluetooth, and you want to get your opportunity to be a part of the show. But we have breaks, and I have my own agenda, and I have breaking news, and I have other things that pop in my head and stories and stuff we got to get to. And it's tough to get to you all, but I do my best to let you get your thoughts off and get your time on air. If you make it that far, if you give me that much time, I feel like it's only right for me to give you your time. Let's continue. Let's go out to San Diego. Liv is on the fan. What's up, Liv?
Hey, Keith. Love the show.
Appreciate it. What you got for us? You're not a Padres fan calling in right now? No,
oh,
no way.
No, I'm not a Padres fan. I moved out here. I'm in the military, so I'm a big Yankees fan.
Appreciate your service, and thanks for rocking with us out west. Are you from here? Or you're just a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I was born in the Bronx. So,
all right.
Yeah, but your previous callers basically already answered what I was going to talk about. But I was gonna talk about Soto. And do you even think, like, what do you think we got to do to keep him? Like, I don't even know how possible it is, because we have Stanton's contract, we have Judge's contract, we have Cole, and then like. Like, what do you think about, like, what are we going to give him?
I mean, the person that gives him the most money is going to get him, in my opinion. I think this guy has been out to get the most money. I think if it becomes a Mets versus Yankees thing for the most money, there might be some other things involved, and he might lean Yankees because of whatever the Yankees can do to persuade him this year. But I think it's going to be a ridiculous contract, man. And I think it's a contract that just, it's never going to be a smart deal, but it's just what you have to do in this market. I think this guy is going to command north of $500 million for sure. And it just depends on the amount of years and how far people are going to go. Like the bidding, man, Yamamoto was supposed to be a $240 million player, even with the transfer fee and all this other stuff. And then he ends up being a $325 million guy. So like, you know, it gets crazy, and we'll see what the bidding is when the time comes. But I don't even want to go that far. I want to go through this season. Let's see how he plays. What if he's trash?
That's true.
What if he's not what we expect? What if New York is too much for him? What if there's too much pressure, too much talk on WFAN, too many articles written about what this guy's going to be? What if he folds? I honestly don't think he's built like that. I've seen the guy play. I've seen the guy answer the bell in the World Series. But, like, you know, it's baseball. He could get hurt. What if he gets hurt this year and he doesn't have
the season? I already had Padres fans talking to me about, like, they're like, oh, you got Soto. Like, he's trashed. Like, he didn't do anything for us. Look at us. We didn't do anything with Soto here.
Oh, the clubhouse. They didn't like him in the clubhouse. You know, it was much about nothing. He never really panned out here. Okay. Well, I mean, I think this is also true. He just posted on his Instagram a clip of Robinson Cano. He just saw Robinson Cano go off against his team in Mexico. I think he's living his dream out right now. I think this guy has dreamed of being a Yankee and being on this stage. Now, we have no idea how this season's going to go for the Yankees, but if it goes well, or even if it doesn't go well, and he plays well, the Yankees know what they got to pay him to keep him, and I think they're going to have a competitive offer. I don't know if they're going to go as far as having the best offer and win as far as having the most money, but I think they're going to have a competitive offer and a lot of other things that they can offer him to make him want to stay here. And they know with their aging team, they know that they need 25-year-old Juan Soto to be a Yankee for the next X amount of years, even with Dominguez, even with Spencer Jones. Like, if the guy is here and he gets a taste of being here and you gave up six players to get him, then you have to try to re-sign him.
Like, with Glaber, like, people still saying, like, oh, Glaber Torres is only 26. But, like, Juan Soto is 25, he has a World Series ring. Like, I think
multiple all-stars. The guy is already looked at on a trajectory where they expect him to be a Hall of Famer. They compared his walk rate or whatever to Ted Williams. Like, we know what he is. We know what he is, man. We know that.
And he doesn't get hurt.
And yeah, he's mostly available.
Well, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it.
You can't jinx it. None of us can. None of us are that powerful. It's just the reality.
Yeah.
Maybe he puts on the pinstripes and he's better than ever. Maybe he puts on the pinstripes and I don't know. He pulls a hammy. That, like, we don't know. We don't know. Yeah. That's what we're gonna watch and that's what we're gonna see. Thanks for the call, Liv. I don't know. I can't predict it. But I don't want to live in the winter meetings of 2024. I was saying that to the Met fan that was calling up about a month ago. Oh, yeah, he's going to rent in the Bronx but buy in Queens. Oh, yeah, enjoy Juan Soto now. He'll be a Met next year. Whatever, that's cute. Like, I don't want to live that far in the future. Can we figure out what this team is right now? Can we see this team play one series? 1 week? 1 month? 877-337-6666. I'm not worried about resigning Juan Soto. I'm worried about winning games and surviving without Garrett Cole, without DJ LeMahieu, without somebody else right now in this lineup coming up lame, and then it's like, oh, here we go. You're playing a bench player every day. Or now you can't afford to have one more injury or you're compromised and you're back to where you were last year where you had a bunch of randoms and bums and guys that you invited to spring training that were journeymen that weren't supposed to be depended on. Now you got those guys in the lineup every single day. I don't want that. That's the roller coaster. That's the bad part of the roller coaster. That's, oh, here we go again. Up and down and up and down. I want to see them be a consistent winner and build into a champion. Gary in Connecticut on the Fan in New York.
My man, Popping Pan.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry. There he is.
What's up, dude? I heard my name on the radio.
Yeah. So, Gary, you're in Waterbury as well.
Naugatuck, but right now.
Oh, Naugatuck. See, it's on me. I've been off for a week. There's a Gary in Waterbury, G-Make, who calls, and he always says the Craig Mack lyrics. And when you call from Naugatuck, Connecticut, sometimes it depends. It depends who's producing. It depends who is on. Because sometimes it'll say Gary in Naugatuck. Tonight it says Gary in Connecticut. Sometimes when Gary in Waterbury, it'll say Waterbury. It'll say Connecticut. So I wasn't sure which one I was getting. But we got you both. 5-hour show. Thanks for calling in.
Nice. Yeah, we're 2 minutes from each other. It's so funny. I heard that.
Connecticut, everybody's 2 minutes from each other unless you hit traffic on one or two of those highways.
That's true. So I think you're right with Ohtani. He's gonna skate.
Yeah.
Scott.
Even if he does admit to, like, even if it does come out that they were like, you know, actually we have verification that Ohtani, it's just not gonna be anything too crazy. They don't want it. The Japanese don't want it. Major League Baseball doesn't want it. And when guys are that powerful, they get off. They just don't. He's not going to be in trouble. He's not going to miss time. He's too much of an asset.
He's a cash cow.
Right.
The feds want money. MLB wants money. That's how they're both going to make money. Let him play.
Yep. It hurts their best interest for him to not be on the field.
It sure does. Don't lock him up. You're not going to make any money off him.
Right. They're not putting him in jail for this. It's going to all be on this guy, Ipe, and he better make sure Ipe is well taken care of in prison or whatnot. But, like, yeah, I don't know. There's more to come. Wait for it, folks. But while we wait, Ohtani's not missing a game.
Oh, no, never. So I had a weird idea about the NFL kickoff. They're trying to get rid of it, right? Trying not to get...
No, so this is the thing. They're trying to bring it back. They pretty much got rid of it last year because all of the NFL kickers can kick the ball right out of the end zone and you don't get a chance to return it. But now they're changing it. So let me go back to my notes. And it pisses me off because, like, I grew up playing football. I love the game of football. This is not the game that I love to play and that I literally, like, made my life off of. The NFL is supposed to be leading the way. And they are just coming up with new ways. So they've positioned it as, oh, we're trying to make special teams be back in the game. So when the ball is kicked, the ball at the 35, if it goes, the ball gets placed at the 35 if it gets kicked out of the end zone. That's new. That gives you another 10 yards on offense where, I mean, anybody with a decent kicker, You get a couple first downs, you're in business. The ball is at the 40 if it doesn't reach what they're calling the landing zone. And I guess they got all of this from the XFL. I didn't watch a single XFL game. The XFL didn't even exist for long. Now they've merged it with the USFL. But, hey, the NFL's like, hey, you guys are on to something. So if the ball doesn't reach the end zone and it lands in the landing zone, which is the 20-yard line to the 0-yard line, then the ball gets placed at the 40. The ball is at the 20 if it hits the landing zone and rolls into the end zone. Must be returned if you catch it in the landing zone. But you can still kick it out of the end zone. It's just, I don't know. Why? Why do we have to do this? It was fine the way it was, but they tried to play with the whole player safety and guys getting hurt on the kickoff and this not being smart. But now they want to play with adding more offense and bringing special teams back in the game. I don't know. I just thought when I saw this, I was like, why? Why are we changing the game? We're physically changing football at the highest level. These guys playing didn't grow up playing like this.
Yeah, well, I was a player myself. It was quite a while ago, and I did enjoy the kickoff.
Yeah.
I was one of the runners.
Man, the kickoff and is like a lot of times – there's so many moments in the kickoff that are mano-a-mano, whether you're running down in your lane and you got to meet a guy and just see who's going to hold their ground more, or if you're like, I've been on all facets of it. I've ran down on kickoff to try and make a tackle. I've had to line up and block. I've returned kickoffs. Like, this is not it. This is not it.
So I know the NFL likes offense and scoring. This was my idea with it. It's pretty weird. But I was flipping around this weekend, and I watched a soccer game. So let's say you put the kicker at the 25, and you're obligated to onside kick back to your team. If you win the toss and select to receive, so you're kicking it back to the guy, and there's a possibility. I know Tiki likes chaos. There's a possibility of chaos, and then you're just running forward with all these guys coming at you. I think maybe that might hurt players less and just cause a minimal amount of excitement to the game.
Well, send that to Roger Goodell if this one doesn't work out. Thanks for the call, Gary. 877-337-6666. This is just like, it's just extra stuff. It's their desire to jumpstart the kickoff. Why do we have to jumpstart the kickoff? Oh, because you killed it. You literally deaded it. You took it out of the game. The pass kickoff rule features new alignments for both the kicking and receiving units, a landing zone. I just went through it. I still don't understand it. Kickoffs will remain at the 35-yard line, but the remaining 10 players on the kicking unit will line up at the opposing team's 40-yard line. The receiving team lines up with at least 7 players in the setup zone, a 5-yard area between. No, this to me is no. No. So we got to teach these NFL players these new rules, this new setup that they didn't practice in Pop Warner, varsity, college. No, this is the NFL. That's why I'm saying the NFL sucks. And, like, it's unfair, but there's nothing anyone can do about it. The players can't push back. The coaches can't push back. And people voted on this. So they're like, yeah, sure, let's do this. So when we're watching next year, I don't know what they're hoping for, but it's just going to be a lot of confusion. It's like, oh, the ball's in the landing zone. Oh, where's the ball spotted? It's just more stuff you got to learn. 877-337-6666. I got 90 minutes left. Less. Let's take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get right back to it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Let's keep on rolling. KM to AM. I'm back. But this is probably the last five-hour show for a little while. I got to look at the schedule. We won't have these once baseball starts. We might get them on Yankees off days if the Nets aren't playing, which I cannot wait for the Nets season to be over, to be honest with you. I have not enjoyed this Nets season for more than like a couple days at a time. No point in mentioning the Brooklyn Nets. I did want to talk a little bit about the Knicks, but they're off tonight. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow night. You guys understand what's going on with the Knicks. I'm live on TikTok, and on my TikTok, as we're doing the break, well, during the break, we have the break going on. WFN's doing the break. I'm talking on TikTok. And Andrew says, hockey playoffs 3 weeks away. I said, yeah, stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. We should bring in a little bit of conversation about the Stanley Cup playoffs and the New York Rangers. My guy Avery out in St. Louis on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am ecstatic. Let's go, Rangers.
There it is. I knew somebody was going to do it.
Well, you know it's going to be me, Keith. You know I'm a big Ranger fan, and I can't wait. I mean, first, when I'm done here, I'll be home, and I'll be going to the playoff games, and it's going to be a great time.
You're just already locking it in there, right? They clinched the playoffs tonight.
I'm already locked in.
So you're going to come home, there's going to be a long playoff run, and the Rangers are going to the Stanley Cup, right?
There better be, Keith. They're playing such good solid hockey, the way they're coming back. They're historically not a team that comes back, and they've been coming back to win from behind. They've been dominant in the goal. They've been excellent in their defensive depth, showing that every guy can hack it. They're really fantastic, and they're such a deep team.
Yeah, what I've said about them from the beginning of the season and now is they're a wagon, and even as you watch them without some of their guys, you know, more guys get hurt, it doesn't stop them. They don't make excuses. It's next man up. And it's find a way to win. And usually when you have a team with that mentality, if that mentality stays with them through the playoffs where they're not making excuses and they're finding any type of way to get the W, that's what you need to survive in those Stanley Cup playoff series.
And, hey, I know opening day is right around the corner, and that's all exciting and everything, but I think some people on WFAN, not you, but there are some people sometimes who forget to talk about hockey. Hockey's a big sport in New York, too, and potentially the team with the best chance of winning a championship right now, which you often agree with, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. A while ago, Evan Roberts asked me who I thought it would be, like 2 years ago, I think. I've been saying the Rangers, Rangers, Rangers for 2 years as far as the next team to bring a title back to New York, not because I'm a Rangers fan. I obviously rep the Devils. The Devils, it's too little, too late here. You know they're not out of it yet, but they've been out of it, in my opinion, for the last couple of weeks. The Rangers get it done. I don't know if they get it done this year, but if they get it done, like, I'm not gonna be mad at it because we're in a drought. We need a champion, and I think that they've been set up for success the last couple of years. I honestly, that Lightning series 2 years ago, I was sure that they were going to beat the Lightning, but you can't be so sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what happens, and I can't wait for the rest of hockey and for baseball to start. Take care, Keith.
Thanks for the call. Avery out there in school. My guy is out there in school. Can't wait to come home because he's sure. It is already a lock. The Rangers are going to run all the way to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yeah, that's what the Bruins thought that last year, too. I know the Bruins had the same type of – those kids in Boston were thinking the same thing. I can't wait. And the Florida Panthers said, no, no, no. That's it, you know, that's why we watch. 877-337-6666. He's also a Yankees fan. And maybe you'll come home and the Yankees will be rolling. Mets fans, I keep telling you, look at your schedule. Like, in the beginning of the season, you face the Brewers, the Tigers, the Reds, the Pirates, the Royals. You're just as good as those teams on paper, if not better. Why can't the Mets get off to a hot start? Let's go to my guy Josh in Passaic on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be back. Figuring it out. You know, doing my five-hour KM to AM show.
So, first of all, you know who the Florida Panthers or the Bruins are going to be this year for the Rangers. Now, the Devils, no, I'm not yet. I'm still with you, Keith, that I still think they're out. But there has been a nice two wins in a row.
Yeah, it's nice to see them not lay down. It's nice to see them, like, go out with a pulse. But it just frustrates you because, like I said, it's too little too late. It's like we needed this during some other stretches and didn't have it. It would be crazy to see them make it, but I think they need so much to happen. Like Paulie was saying, they're not out of it yet. And I'm like, I don't like that feeling of, okay, we need help from everybody else to get us in. It just usually doesn't work out that way.
Right, but you saw that the Islanders, who were behind the Devils for a good amount of time, took the wild card spot for like a game or two. And then the Capitals, who were behind the Devils for a while, took that playoff spot. But first, before I want to get to the Mets, Keith, Friday night, I'm not trying to talk Nets, but what the Nets are doing with that Ben Simmons t-shirt giveaway, I'm going to tell you, whoever goes to that game, even though you shouldn't, if you do end up going, take that Ben Simmons t-shirt, start waving it around the entire game, just start cursing him out like he's in
front. Wait, is that still on?
I looked a few days ago. They still have a Ben Simmons t-shirt giveaway.
Nah, they can't go through with that. I did on Talking Nets. I thought we looked at like they were doing a t-shirt where the fans could decide the design, and I thought they were gonna sub that in. They cannot give out those Ben Simmons t-shirts. It's just so embarrassing. Before I left, my guy Jay from BK, he's a season ticket holder, big Nets fan. He's showing that the fans are doing the wave in Barclays Center. Like we're down. Astronomical. We're down tremendous. Like I've never seen them do the wave at any basketball game. They're doing the wave in Brooklyn now. That's telling you like what's going on. There are no fans in there that care about the team. The Brooklyn Nets are the secondary arena to go watch NBA basketball in New York. If you just want to go for a group deal, if you want to go for some cheaper tickets, you just need something to do and you can't afford to go to the Garden.
I just want them to wave those t-shirts and just make him feel like it's in Philly if he shows up in one of his fancy suits, whatever he's wearing. But with Ohtani, and the MLB, no matter what it is, they have to just cover up anything if there actually is something. You can't have a guy like him be out. He's like one of those players, like some good players will have, like people hate him. I don't think anybody could really hate Ohtani and not like him. Can't even choose anything. But I remember when it first came out, I was thinking, like, oh, wow, like, I was, like, kind of thinking, let's say Ohtani and Yamamoto went to the Mets. Like, wow, what if they would have been for the Mets? Let's say if they would have had that first game, Yamamoto giving five runs the first inning. Then Ohtani, like, oh, it would have been so Metsy. And it wasn't even us this time.
Oh, yeah, I said that. I think we had a caller earlier talking about how come the Dodgers don't get the, like, LOL Dodgers. I'm like, they're not far off from LOL Mets or even with the Padres.
They're doing pretty bad during the playoffs.
Yeah, they get embarrassed in the playoffs every year. They won the rinky-dink 60-game World Series, didn't get a parade. They always have some type of player that they sign, whether it's like an Adrian Gonzalez or Carl Crawford, or they always have Trevor Bauer. They always have scandal. They always have mistakes with their signings. And, yeah, if it was over here, if Steve Cohen was able to buy Ohtani and Yamamoto and this was on the Mets, it would be the only thing anybody talked about on this station and everywhere else across the country. But since it's the Dodgers, it's like, oh, yeah, they were out in Korea, and, you know, they need some time to figure this out. And Shohei, no, he'll be all right. And, nope, it's not the same. Yamamoto, nobody's talking about Yamamoto. Yamamoto talked to, like, 9 different teams. He did everything he could to get the most money. We knew that was risky business. I know it's only one start, But, I mean, early returns are – there's no way this guy can live up to this contract this year. I don't know. He has to go out and be Rookie of the Year now. He's got a learning curve. He's got an adjustment. He was never worth that much money stepping into a brand new game. Mets fans saw Kodai Senga have to adjust last year. I guess Yamamoto will. But, yeah, if it was the Mets that had these storylines with Ohtani's gambling or potential gambling connection and Yamamoto absolutely getting lit up in the first game, it would be the laughing stock of baseball and the sports world.
And then last point, can you try to explain to me if 2024 is supposed to be just a year to see the prospects? I'll hang up after this. Juan, I'll listen to you. Why is Mark Vientos going back to AAA? Okay, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Good call and good way to end the call, Josh. Josh was one of our youngins 3 years ago, but he's grown up. Josh is about to be 16 or might be 16 now. Was calling at 13. Anywho, is this supposed to be a year to see the prospects? You can. You could potentially see them. I mean, you're going to see Francisco Alvarez. He ain't a prospect anymore, but there's still prospects around him to be seen. Brett Beatty. You might see Mark Vientos, but I think it's got to be a good feeling as a Met fan to know that you don't have to. You get JD Martinez instead. You feel good about this lineup now with all of the actual veteran MLB players and hitters in that lineup instead of saying, oh, here we go again with a DH that is no better than the DHs we've had in the past that we're unsure about. This guy's got to prove it. And you know what? Mark Vientos, good spring training run that you had here. But, like, we're not in the business of rewarding a guy for good spring training when another guy like that that's a proven World Series champion, winner, hitter is available. Keep mashing in AAA, and maybe we'll see you when we need a guy.
Well, he's not mashing, and the issue is, and what everything you said is right, the issue is they told us for the last 3 months that they want the young guys
again
to play, and Vientos
again
was part of that.
Another reason why I didn't come in here talking about what John Mara said and what Woody Johnson said. Who cares what they say?
But we have to hold them to some.
No, you don't have to hold
accountability.
Them to anything. David Stearns, and I've said this a bunch of times on The Fan, he's smarter than he looks. He's smarter than y'all want to give him credit. This guy.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not smart. I'm saying he lied to the fans. That's all.
Was it a lie?
He said he wanted. He said Vientos was going to play. He said Vientos was going to get every chance that we can give him to win the job and play. That's what he said.
And you know what? Circumstances changed because JD Martinez fell into their lap, and they gave him every opportunity until they had the opportunity to sign JD Martinez at a price point that worked for both David and Steven.
It's, again, the entire offseason, they had one way of thinking, which is
so
not
what?
Not
that's what they sold you on.
No.
That's why I say David Stearns is smarter than you guys think. They sold you on that so they could bring your expectations down. And then, surprise, have your parents ever done this? My mom, shout out to my mom if she's listening. I had multiple Christmases where I was a kid and I made a list of things. And obviously, I know I wasn't going to get everything, but my mom made it seem like I wasn't getting any of it. And then maybe the top thing, whether that was an N64. I remember one year I had this, like, this Dallas Cowboys locker with Emmitt Smith's number on it or something. Whatever was the, like, prize possession or the prize gift that I sought after, my mom sold it to me like, hey, we can't afford it. I'm not going to be able to get you that, but I can get you a couple other things. And then Christmas morning, you wake up and surprise, here it is what you were looking for. The Mets fans, after most of this offseason happened and you missed out on Yamamoto and you saw the little marginal moves that you made, Evan Roberts himself said, "I just give me a stick, a bat. I'd rather use the term bat. Just give me a bat, man. Just give me a hitter, a professional hitter." Like, how many years now do we have to have the universal DH and not take advantage of it as the New York Mets? Surprise, JD Martinez did not want to go to San Francisco. Surprise, JD Martinez also did not want to go to the Arizona Diamondbacks when he just told you he wants to be in the postseason. He did not go sign with the team that went to the World Series last year representing the National League. He came to New York to be a Met. That fell into their lap. And we heard for 2 weeks that there was mutual interest. What they say and what they do are two completely different things. They are running a business. They don't have to tell you anything. Just like the Yankees. As much as we say, we don't trust the Yankees and this and this and this, they don't have to tell you anything. They could tell you Judge's spring beat up. They could tell you Judge is scratched. We don't know when he's going to be in the lineup. Then, hey, Judge is back. They don't have to tell us anything. And we can't hold them to anything. Same thing with the NFL. The NFL does not have to tell you anything. You're still going to watch. You're still going to have a fantasy team. You're still going to go to games. You're still going to be locked in. 877-337-6666. Ari's in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the Fan.
Say welcome back, and baseball's back. I can't wait for Thursday. Let's go Yankees, you know, start of the season. Like you said earlier, you know, you don't want to look to the winter meetings of 2024, right? We about the right now, play today, win today. And for me, real quick, it's just I want to get, let's get to Cole. You know what I mean? Let's open up strong, get some W's. Let's see what Stroman got. Let's see if Odone ever shows up, really. And that's pretty much it. Just wanted to call, say what's up. Glad you're back. And let's talk some baseball.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Ari. Short, sweet, concise. But I'm with that sentiment as far as let's get to Cole. Let's get to June and see where Cole is and not make it a situation where we desperately need him to come back. Let's make it a situation where it's like, hey, this rotation looks pretty good. You add Cole to this rotation right now, we're looking excellent. And if you heard my show maybe 2 weeks ago, I talked about the schedule in June for the Yankees. Yankee fans, go look up the schedule in June. I think you have to face in that month the Orioles, 101-win team, the Braves, another team that won 100 games plus, and the Dodgers, another team that won over 100 games last year. So just facing those three lineups alone, you hope Gerrit Cole is ready to go, but they're also not going to rush him back. And you kind of hope that Jason Dominguez is back around that time, but we don't know. We got to take it game by game. Taking it game by game, no, I don't want to talk about what Juan Soto is going to command at the winter meetings next year. It does not matter to me. He's a Yankee. He's under contract to play for the New York Yankees. He's going to make $31 million this year. Let's see if he goes out there and carries the team. Put the team on your back. Like, Juan Soto, be so effective and be such a presence on this team that there are multiple games where the Yankees got nothing going on, but you hit the home run that wins it. Or you hit the bases clearing double that does, like, be the factor. That's what I want out of the guy. That's why you go get the guy. I'm not expecting him to be a gold glove. I'm expecting him to be an impact bat. Even it doesn't even have to be home runs and doubles. Work a walk when we can't get anybody on base. Start a rally by just doing the shuffle enough times that the pitcher walks you, and we'll see what happens after you. Pass the baton. Let the next guy get up and do it for you if they don't want to throw you strikes. Simple as that. Lee is in Westwood on the Fan in New York. What's up, Lee? You got it.
Hi. Hi, Keith. I don't know if you heard Boone's comments today about LeMahieu, but it kind of scared me a lot when he was saying, he said something like, you know, we've got the MRI, but that doesn't always tell you whether or not there's a break there, and we may need to go get another test to go see if there is. So it's almost like they're not telling us the truth again.
Exactly. I didn't speak on it, but like I was just down there, and DJ was trying to do some work, and I think just like early signs, he's not going to be ready for a while. But like, I also don't think that they're worried too much because they think it's something that like he could snap back. I don't know. I just think he's older. He had the toe injury a couple seasons ago. He already wasn't effective. He's been hurt a lot. Here comes the next thing. It's just not solid. It's not a guy that you can bank on, and it's unfortunate because what he was when we got him, and what he turned into, like, it sucks. Because he's a guy that they invested in. He's a guy that they gave a six-year deal. He's got another 2 years on this deal. And you need him. You literally need him. He's a utility infielder that you have now stuck at third base after the mistake you made with Josh Donaldson. And I said earlier in the show, where's Josh Donaldson when you need him? You're going to pay him $6 million to play golf this year. Now you need a guy at third base. You could, with this lineup, you could probably live with Josh Donaldson not actually being what he was and whatever Cashman thought he was getting.
Yeah, he's a better hitter than Cabrera, for sure. And that, right. That's where I'm confused about on with the roster right now. I know we got a couple of days, but with Rortvedt making the team, it almost feels like Cashman doesn't want to let those pieces go from that awful trade. I mean, the guy was terrible defensively in spring, Rortvedt. He's not a good hitter, and it almost feels like, you know, they're just trying to justify that. Bring in an infielder. I don't think you're going to get anything for Rortvedt anyway, and I'm not sure anybody would take him.
Yeah. I say that they die hard on their own trades and contracts. The trades that they make and the contracts they give out, they will ride them till the wheels fall off. Ben Roethlisberger, I had joked about this team going into this year. I'm like, Ben Roethlisberger's not getting any at bats. I may be wrong about that. I may actually be wrong about that. Maybe they see something in him that I don't see.
I don't know what, but the other thing is, which starting pitcher right now do you have the most confidence in?
Marcus Stroman, honestly.
Easy.
Marcus Stroman, and I know exactly that sound like, and that's why I said, I'm like, to think that Yankee fans were so quick to turn on this guy for saying, nah, I'm healthy right now, and like, I want to have a good season, and I've been lined up mentally, physically for months to be the third game starter and pitch opening day in the Bronx. I don't know if this is the best idea for me to reverse course now. Yankee fans were so upset about that. Some, I just didn't understand that. That guy put together a great spring. I know it's just spring, but this is a veteran. This is his 10th season in the league. He was an all-star last year pitcher for the Cubs. If he gives the Yankees that, we're going to be most excited for Marcus Stroman bump day. We're going to be most excited when that guy takes the ball because of his energy, how electric he is, even his little dances and shimmies that he does when he gets out. He's a New Yorker. I think if this guy starts off the way that he can start off, we'll be most excited when he takes the ball. Second behind him, Clark Schmidt. Not for nothing, yeah. Clark Schmidt looks pretty solid, and he's young, and he's just kind of flying under the radar. He survived all the chatter about Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery or whoever else, from Corbin Burns to Dylan Cease. I think he's got something to prove. We know he's got filthy stuff. He's got a lot of pitches he can throw. Clark Schmidt is poised for a good year, and then I just have faith that Nestor is a competitor. We know he's not going to overpower guys. We know he's not going to go deep in games, but he's going to compete. And the guy that the least I have, Carlos Rodon, I don't know. I know he can get rocked any day. He can lock in any day. That 50-50 stuff, though, in baseball is not really great. You want more consistency, and I don't expect him to be a consistent guy in the rotation that we can trust.
And about Stroman, he's the right guy to pitch the opening day home opener, because if they get, let's just say they come back from the West and they only have two wins. And, you know, with 82 and 80 last year, you roll out there and Stroman goes out on opening day. And let's just say, for the worst-case scenario, he gets bombed. And the fan base is vile. Do you really think Marcus Stroman's going to care that he gets booed off the mound at home opener? I don't think so. Carlos Rodon would. He couldn't even take a road take it from a player on the road last year.
It is set up.
And so would everybody else on that team.
It is set up the way that it was supposed to be set up. Thanks for the call, Lee. Universe never unconnects. Nestor, nasty Nestor, the guy that people show up to the ballpark with mustaches on, that guy is going to open up against the Astros, who's the last team that he faced last year at the end of the year, and he pitched very well against them. Rodon will take the ball second because you got to handle him with kid gloves, $162 million, but, you know, he blows kisses at fans in Anaheim, can't handle the road Yankee fans. And then Stroman will get the ball the third game, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil, and then when it comes around, going out there to Houston and Arizona, and we get back to the Bronx, and we're in New York. The New York-born Long Island kid who always wanted to be a Yankee is wearing vintage Yankee gear in practice, who's living his dream finally being a Yankee, will open up Yankee Stadium for whatever number opening day this is. Keith McPherson on the Fan coming up. My Casamigos big shot of the night. 1 hour left. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.